Well, welcome back to the National Hurricane Center right here in operations. Once again, I'm Ken Graham. Here's the update, 11 o'clock Eastern, looking at the official clock on Hurricane Florence. Look at this, the structure, very, very signature eye right in the middle. The structure looks still maintaining its strength. So even by the structure, you look at it, a very healthy hurricane. But one thing I really want to point out is you start seeing some of these rain bands start to form, even this one well out ahead. So it's really important as we watch this system come in. It's not always about this eye in the central part of the storm. It stretches well out from the center, even tropical storm force winds stretching out 170 miles from the center. So that's what we have to think of, and that's represented here right in the yellow circle. So think about that as we're coming on shore and the advancement of this storm. You're going to get some of those rain bands and some of those winds well ahead of landfall. We're still looking at the hurricane warning for stretches on the right around the North Carolina down to the South Carolina coastline. And watch the slowdown. It's what we've been talking about all morning. Really approaching the coast. You know, you start looking at late Thursday into Friday and then Saturday. Look how slow movement we have. Each day, just a little bit of movement, and that's going to compound some of our issues as we deal with this kind of a prolonged period of time here. The other thing to make note of is you don't just have to be in this cone to get those impacts. Well, I talked about the winds being well outside the center and well outside the cone. Well, and look at it here. We've got the hurricane warning outside that cone as well, representing that you don't have to be in the cone to get some of these winds. With time, some uncertainty of where the system is going to be, but no matter what, you're still going to have big impacts, and one of those will be the rainfall. The slower the system, the higher the rains, basically. 20 to 40 inches of rain along the coastline of South Carolina, stretching northward 15 to 20, even by the time you get over to Charlotte, 6 to 10 inches of rain. Very dangerous situation with these heavy rainfall amounts and the flash flooding potential, especially with terrain. And we see some shifting of this, shifting overnight, some of this rainfall getting into South Carolina as well. And a big reminder here, small changes can make a big difference in these impacts. So just because you're at the edge here doesn't mean you're out of the woods. This still can shift in different directions depending on the ultimate movement of this hurricane. Storm surge is a very dangerous situation as well, and we are keeping an eye on that real close. And we're looking at some of these values. Definitely got a storm surge warning. But look at some of the values that we have here. Incredible amounts of water being pushed in from this hurricane. As far south as Charleston, 2 to 4 feet. And you get to the South Carolina-North Carolina border, 4 to 9 feet. And look, where the water gets funneled and trapped, it gets pushed into these places where the water can't escape. You start to get these high values, 9 to 13 feet. And that could be to the right of the center and where the onshore flow is pushing that water into all these little areas where it can't move anywhere. And even 4 to 9 feet northward, we start getting areas, even well inland, that are real flat. And some of these rivers, you start getting these big storm surge values. So very dangerous situation. And if you think about it, we really need to talk about needing to wrap everything up today. Because we're going to start getting rain bands, tropical storm force winds. They're going to arrive for us tomorrow, so we need to wrap up all preparations today. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.